Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
This is what happens when you let other people pick your music. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. That is a funny piece. What's that guy's name? I always forget his name. Adam Sandler. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. That's all Kevin's fault. You can blame him for that. Welcome back. Merry Christmas. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, I'm trying to get into the mood here, Kevin. I want to read some scripture here, and I am going to do that, folks, because this is scripture I've read every Christmas Day show since we've been doing this since 1997. And it's one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible, and it's from Isaiah chapter 9. And this is part of, if you've ever heard Handel's Messiah, this is the passage that so much of that program was taken from. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and a peace, there will be no end. And then you move over. That was the prophecy, ladies and gentlemen. And then here's the fulfillment of that prophecy from Luke. Wonderful Luke, the wonderful gospel written by Luke, the great companion of the Apostle Paul. Chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Wonderful passages that I, as a Christian, that I love and I think deserve to be read every Christmas day, associated with every Christmas time. And these are the kinds of passages, these are the kinds of thoughts that put me in, that help me to get into the Christmas spirit. But there's something else that helps me get into the Christmas spirit, and that's doing something for others. And I encourage you to do that. Something that I've been trying to do for a long, long time, and I've actually finally pulled it off. And this is, and of course, some people have called me a Scrooge, but I don't think of it that way. And what I've been able to pull off is to get the adults in my family, including my adult children, to give the money that they would have spent for me and I for them, to give that money to people who need it more, to children, to families, to whomever, whatever cause you want to choose, whatever charity, whatever organization that you wish to give to. But give that money. Don't buy me another sweater. Don't buy me another tie. Don't give me a gift card. Take that money and do the work. Do the due diligence. Find the people that you think are worthy of your money. That means make sure that they don't have too much administration, that most of the money goes for the benefit. Or unless, if you can't give it directly, if you can find somebody who needs it directly, give it directly to them. Find a family in need and give it to them directly. There are lots of different ways to do that. If you try hard enough, you'll find them all. I know most of the tricks, most of the steps that you have to do to find people. But you can do that. Talk to people in your church. Talk to people in the community. Talk to people you know. Ask your friends if they know anyone. And give that money to someone that needs it, instead of giving it to someone who doesn't need it. And then, when Christmas time comes and you're sitting around in the living room or around the kitchen table, the dining room table or whatever at Christmas, and you're with your family, let the children who get gifts, the children, I'm not talking about the little guys. The little guys still get something. But let them hear you as the adults talk about the fact that you did not give each other gifts, but you gave those resources to other people who needed it more. And let the children hear you talk about that. So instead of giving each other a gift, tell each other a story. Tell each other a story. Give us some background. Come up, identify the background. Memorize the background of the people who have received this gift. You know, maybe it's $5. Maybe it's $20. Maybe it's $100. I don't care how much it is. Whatever you were able to give. Maybe you just gave it to the Salvation Army and you know what they do with the money. But let the children hear you talk about that. And my goal is to get this spread around. I do this with our customers. Every year, our customers get a letter from us telling them that we're not going to send them any fruit and nuts like we used to. Instead, we're taking that money and donating it in their name to three groups. And this year, we donated money to the Arnold Palmer Medical Center Foundation, where they serve children and women, and nobody has ever turned away because they don't have money. Because of people like me who donate to them, make that happen. We also donate money to Homes for Our Troops. You can find these people online, homesforourtroops.org, I guess. I'm not sure, but if you search, you can find it. Also, Special Operations Warrior Foundation is another group that we give to. These are our business. These are the people that we donate our contributions to in our business. In our personal life, we give to other people. But the most important thing is, instead of buying gifts for other people, we give that money to someone else. And I'll tell you, it makes me feel good. It gives me the Christmas spirit. Give it a try. I have to be honest, it's taken me a few years to get this done with all the family members. It's not easy, but it's happened, and it makes me feel better about it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.